Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, this is this next guest who joins us on the Hooters Hot Seat. This is the guy that helps get us warmed up for our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Mike Golic Sr., along with Trey Wingo and Junior, Mike Golic Jr., from ESPN Radio, join us now. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad that I could I start your guys' day off by basically they're saying, oh, my God, did they say that stupid? Let's make sure when we get to our show we don't say that.
How did Mike Golic Jr., he must have got Chris's genes, because he is so, that kid is so smart and articulate. It makes me sick.
It makes me sick. Imagine, right. I mean, I thought this kid would be like seeking my wisdom on bended knee, asking my advice. All he does is just speak gooder than I do.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I
did there. I see you.
But he does. He's smart. He knows the different sports. Outside of sports, he's like hip. You know, these damn millennials.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently, he took his educational process at Notre Dame a little bit differently than you.
I could have if I wanted to.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, we all didn't get the education you can get at Idaho.
No. So. No. That's
what do you call it? The Harvard of the Northwest?
That's exactly right.
Come
here to be a spud.
You know, one of the great things, I think it was a year ago, that you got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
And Mike and Mike Greenberg were kind enough to ask me to induct them into the Hall of Fame, and it was a tremendous, but the greatest part of the evening, it's tremendous, right? I get to get up there and introduce them. They get to get up there and do their shtick, and it was awesome, and what an honor it was. And then you got this big trophy, and then Chris broke it.
Chris, right, I brought it to the table. My wife grabbed it, and she dropped it and broke it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're Hall of Fame trophy.
They did send me a new one. They did.
Okay, I was wondering if you super glued it or they sent you a new one.
No, they did send me a new one. That was nice. We're happy you did it. Just like we're here yesterday, me, you, Trey Wingo, and Sean Salisbury took a picture together. I mean, I posted that saying that last time we were all together was on a coat and tie on a set.
Right.
God.
Yeah.
So you guys cross paths in the NFC East, and every once in a while this game gets brought up, and Mark has talked about it. We had Brian Mitchell on yesterday. He talked about it because he got to play quarterback in it because of injuries. The infamous body bag game. What was that like from your vantage
point? It was great for us. Wasn't really great for them. Seeing Brian Mitchell show up in that one, man, that was having to play quarterback. That was one of those games, man. Listen, it was on that garbage turf that we always play on. So that's one that just kind of got away from, and we had some hitters in that day that would hit you wherever, you know, as you well know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good
game.
Was
it a case of it just stopped being a football game? It became just like,
it was a buzzsaw. And sometimes I think when you get momentum like that, and especially in our day when there weren't a lot of rules.
Right.
Like, in my day, if we ran a screen and I was the peel guy on the screen, meaning I'm going to come up and I'm trying to pick off a D lineman from chasing the game, right, chasing the ball, and Mike Golic was chasing, you know, he was chasing the running back that just caught the screen. If I didn't go high and hit him in the chin and try to knock his ass out, he wouldn't respect me.
That's exactly right. Now it costs you 37.5.
Right, exactly.
You know, and a suspension.
Right, but that's how it was. So once it like snowballed, man, they were, I mean, it was like sharks to the water.
Yeah, these weren't illegal hits by any stretch of the imagination, but as Stink said, the way you could play. Listen, the first thing we did, if we got an interception, we looked to pound the quarterback or hit an old lineman that wasn't looking. And same way, that was expected. They knew it, so everybody always knew they better damn well have their head on a swivel or they're going to get knocked out. Now, probably smartly, they took that out of the game because there was a lot of unnecessary hits that went on, but they were unnecessary hits that on Monday we got $100 for.
Right. Right. Mike and I would laugh during the whole bounty game thing because we're like, And when guys would come on and say, "Boy, I just can't believe it." I'm like, what do you mean you can't believe it? How many hundreds of dollars do you have in your pockets for kids?
Stop it. Yeah. I mean, to sit there and try and poo-poo and talk around that. When Greg Williams got suspended, I think, oh, my God, well, I guess because he got caught, that's a reason. Because, I mean, that big hit money, that stuff was going. Though I will say, if this doesn't sound kind of ridiculous, there was honor among thieves. If there was some money on, you know, a player not finishing a game, if he got hurt on an illegal hit, it wouldn't count. You wouldn't get the money. So does that make you respect us more?
Right, right.
Wow.
Such honor. We're honorable men.
Such honor.
Mike Golic Sr. Join us. Whenever anybody talks about Reggie White, there's a reverence there that people talk about. Why?
Because he embodied kind of everything. He was a good guy, a really good guy. Everybody knows he was a minister, but he didn't push it, you know, in locker rooms at all. He was a good person, who worked hard in the weight room and was just an incredible player on the field. He kind of covered all your bases,
right,
on that. 'Cause usually someone that great, they're so focused, they're selfish, or, you know, they're maybe not that good of a person. He was everything. And the freakish athlete I've ever seen in my life. I watched him run against Jerome Brown. Jerome Brown ran barefoot. Reggie ran in cleats. Reggie ran a 4.640, weighed 315 pounds. And Jerome in barefoot ran a 4.7 at about 3.10. I mean, it was a joke, the guys I played with. Jerome, and because you played on the inside, Mark, he maybe had the quickest takeoff. He got all the ball, and he was off so quick.
Yes.
Reggie, you just put him up and down the line until you found out where the weak spot was, though he didn't really need that. And he just beat you, did that little arm hump thing, and he was just an absolute freak that didn't come around.
You know, it's funny, too, you bring it up, because they moved him up and down the line of scrimmage, right? And I'll never forget the first time I broke the huddle, because your back is to the defense. And we call the play, ready to break, and I turn around, and Reggie's, like, over the spot where I'm going to line up. And I'm looking at the other guys. I'm looking at Bostic, and I'm looking at Joe Jacoby. I'm like, what did I do? Why me?
Think about this. Think about how happy they had to be when they turned around and broke the huddle. There could be either, because Clyde always stayed on the outside.
Geez,
Clyde Simmons. But Reggie would go in the middle, and Jerome was in the middle. So you turned around, and you either had 92 over you, 99 over you, or me, 90 over you. And let me tell you what. You could just see a lot of guys breathe a sigh of relief if 90 was
and they have Mike Pitts, too.
Yeah, 74. Jeez, Mike Pitts is
right.
Oh, listen.
Dude, that defense. Let me tell you something just about top-level defenses. Back in the days, back in the late 80s, early 90s of the Philadelphia Eagles, they were the number one rated defense pretty much every single year. And the level of talent that they had at all three levels. If you guys had any offensive efficiency, any at that time.
You're right. It was anywhere. Oh, and our offense was bad. Flat out horrible. We and that's why people always get mad at me when they say, well, who's like one of the best one-year defenses? I never say our defense. You know, it's like the Ravens or the Buccaneers or the 85 Bears, because it's like we never closed a deal. You know, we weren't able to close the deal, even though I think our defense was as good as some of those defenses. We just didn't win it, and those teams did. But, my God, every level, linebackers, DBs, it was ridiculous. Yes. I was so happy to be part of that. I wasn't of that caliber, but I was certainly happy to be in that rotation.
Mike Golic Sr., you can hear Golic and Wingo every morning before us.
Absolutely.
Right up until 6 a.m., so always good to visit with you. Thank
always
you so much.
Mike, good to see you, buddy.
All right, we're done.
Yeah.
How easy was that? That was a fun show. Good stuff. We'll be back again tomorrow. Do it all over again. We'll hand things off right now to Sandy and the Big O.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.